I really like journaling, but I always end up in no time or cannot find a journal that I really like. So I was like, hey, let me create one. So here it is, a self-help journal created and designed by Anita. Inside the book, I provide very simple and easy to follow template. For example, in the morning, to-do list. In the evening, gratitude practice. So you can use a very little time to start this healthy habit. Go ahead and check it out in our description down below or go to our buymeacoffee.com.
Hello, 各位喜欢 Taiwanica 的粉丝大家好，我是 Anita。 是不是觉得 Taiwanica 非常好笑，非常有教育意义，而且每次都可以学到东西呢？如果你也是这样认为的话，赶快来上我们 buymeacoffee.com 斜线 Taiwanica 来成为我们的会员，成为专属的 Taiwanican。 在这个 buymeacoffee.com 页面上，我们会提供更多更深入更不一样更多元化的话题，可以让你们更了解 Eric 跟 Anita 私底下是什么样的人。除此之外，我们还提供了很多像我们私人的一些服务，课程等等方面的。想要更多的讯息呢，赶快上 buymeacoffee.com 斜线 Taiwanica。 成为专属会员之后呢，未来我们会不定时举办 Q&A 或者是一个月一次的跟粉丝见面跟聊天的机会哟，非常非常多专属的内容提供给你。所以如果你真的很喜欢 Taiwanica 的话，欢迎来上 Taiwanica 的 buymeacoffee 的页面。再说一次，网址是 buymeacoffee.com 谢谢 Taiwanica， 我们在上面等你们哦，快点来。
This is episode 48 talking about making friends in the USA. What's going on, everybody? My name is Eric, one of your hosts here on Taiwanica Podcast, and I'm so glad to have all of you here for another exciting episode.And today with me is the one and only lovely Anita. How's it going, Anita?
I'm going well. Thank you for asking. How are you today?
I'm doing mighty fine, and you are looking very lovely today.
Thank you.
Yes.
Because it's Friday.
Yes. Happy Friday, everybody. If you're listening to this when it's live, fantastic. And so we are going to be talking about something that a lot of people have been asking us recently, which is how to make friends.Which is kind of a sad conversation because back in the day, it was just as easy as going up to someone and saying, can you be my friend? And they would say,
yeah, 要加 line 吗?
Yeah, exactly. But these days, it's a whole entire conundrum, problem, barrier, you name it. It's just there and it's awkward. Whether it's because of COVID or things that have happened with social media, we are not going to get that deep. We're going to just basically give you some suggestions that we have discovered while living in the USA that have been very effective for us and want to make sure that you're capable of using them too in case you ever find yourself either living in the USA or just coming to the USA and want to make some friends.All right, so we're going to dive on in. I'm going to go, and then Anita's going to go after me. So I'm going to start with an online option for you all to check out. And if you're in Taiwan, this is something that you can easily access. And I think in Taiwan, you use this too. It's called Meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, Meetup. It is a wonderful website that hosts lots of different events and chats with anybody who is either in a specific area of the United States or just online in general, talking about any topic under the sun. So you can talk about spirituality, you can talk about your hobbies, you can talk about the recent events. Anything is possible, and there will always be people on there that you can talk with. So if you want to increase your English speaking ability or just want to make friends,It's a fantastic place to go to. In fact, sometimes we host events there ourselves for our life coaching events. If you find that interesting, you can always find us on there for a chat called Start Now at Meetup. And you'll be able to find our program. And you can join some more events there and have a chat with us if you want to learn more about life coaching. That wasn't an advertisement. It's just an example. Okay. next is for you, Anita. What's an example that you have for everybody?
I'm more like the person who like to meet and friends in real life. Call me old-fashioned. Meeting people online just make me feel like it's a little bit... Like, meeting people online, for me, is business. So I like meeting people in real life. So there's one surprising place. For me, it's like really easy to make new friends is library. In Taiwan, not many people are going to a library nowadays just because, you know, everything you want to read will be on the online. So Google, very convenient, YouTube video, not many people are going to a library anymore. But in the USA, library is a really wonderful place. And they will usually host many different kinds of events. For example, like every Monday, I will take my son. Sorry, our son. Usually forget about that. I will take our son to library to join their event called Story Time. But based on my knowledge, I don't think Taiwan has this. Or maybe I just, when I was in Taiwan, didn't pay attention to the information. But Story Time is a wonderful event for especially like a new mom like me. You know, like I have a newborn baby and I need to interact with your real human, not just baby. So you go there, you meet other moms and your baby can meet other babies. And there will be like a librarian there to tell stories and sing songs and play with your kid. So it's like a wonderful time for you to join and for the baby and for the mom. Hmm. And this library that we near our house is really, really good. The other day they have like a DIY class. Like you go there and you have to learn how to make bath bombs. Like, if you don't know what a bath bomb is, it's like, oh, call it, they will come with many different kind of shapes. But basically, when you're doing the bath, you throw that into the water and they will dissolve. Water, a bath bomb will dissolve and it will come out with the bubbles and fragrance and makes you feel like a princess, that kind of thing. So it was really fun. So I went there to do this DIY class and met new friends and talking to people. So for me, like, library is a wonderful place to meet friends. And a lot of people are reading here in a library. So you can easily go to like the section of the books that you like to read and you just meet persons there and just can easily start a conversation, right? Because obviously you guys have the same interest. You guys are reading the same category of the book. So it's like easy to start a conversation and naturally you just become friends. It's, oh, you come here often? Oh, do you know they have story times? Oh, and they have like DIY classes. You know, we can join it together in the future sort of thing. So me, my personal favorite is definitely a library.
Well, thank you very much for sharing. I think it's a wonderful example in the United States that we have that kind of sticks out differently from Taiwan. Mm. I always went to Taiwanese libraries and found them to be a little bit startling for a couple of reasons. One of them was is that you can't have food or drink inside of a library. Yeah. Yeah. And the other one is that people tend to really keep to the quiet code and everyone's there for a purpose, whether it's to study or read. And so it's not really a place to communicate, but I do think it has a wonderful purpose for studying in Taiwan. In the United States, it just has that extra addition that you don't really see and wouldn't expect. So that's, I think it's a fantastic example shared here. Another one that in the United States, since we're going down the route of meeting people face to face, is community centers in the United States. Community centers are a place where random activities take place and groups are able to get together to organize events, and you can even host your own event at these given times if the place has available space. To give you a very specific example, one very common event that people like to join is book clubs. So with book clubs, you basically all organize with a group of people to read the same book together, and afterwards you will get to go to the event and organize the time to discuss the book and maybe do a little bit of a catering, so have food with the book reading, and then just basically build a bond with the people who you read the book with. And this is just a very small example of what a community center is capable of doing. Other activities such as gardening near the community center, or sewing, or any handcraft options are available at these places. So if you're more of a crafty person or someone who likes to share knowledge, these kind of places are really good for being able to interact with one another. So that's another live one. Now I'm going to go into my other example that I wanted to share with online. Very similar to Meetup, and this is actually thanks to one of my friends, Annie. Shout out to you for giving me this idea. Is that there's another website called Clubhouse, and Clubhouse is very similar to Meetup, but you have the opportunities to not only talk to regular people about certain things, but you can also meet famous people and actually join a conversation with them on this platform. A wonderful place if you're thinking about not only expanding your network with friends locally, but also internationally if you're thinking about meeting people of all different career paths and stuff like this. So this is another great example that people in America like to use in order to meet people. In the United States is a very big country, so if we want to expand our network, it's not just in our state some of the times because we have many places we can go. So we have these other options of places that you can go and see so that you can expand your network all around.
Mm, it's really nice. Like that, it's really good for, people who really wanted to meet different people from different countries, from different paths, like different walking industry. Another place I would say, some people, like especially some people that I know who move from Taiwan to the USA, either is because of their job or because of their husbands or wives are from here. So when they first came here, they are kind of like, they don't know where to start, they are trying to handle a lot of things at the same time, like getting used to a new country sort of things. They don't know where to start. I have two suggestions that you can consider. Take it as a consideration. The first one is church. If you happen to have the chance that you can go to the local church, they definitely have as far as I know, they will definitely have a church for Taiwanese people are going to. You look up on the local area, you can definitely find those kind of churches, and you go there, and because you're all Taiwanese or whatever country that you're from, you can meet the people from the same country as you, so you'll feel more willing to engage with other people. It's a really good start point. And the other one is Facebook group. Those places are wonderful, and they're more like a helping community center online version. You just type in for example Taiwanese in the USA, either in Chinese or in English. You can definitely find some groups, and then you can join, and they will share some informations from housing, they are looking for roommates. From that kind of information to do you know there's a good, really good Taiwanese restaurant in this place? What happened to my tongue? So yeah, there's a really good place to start to, and Facebook, very useful tool. And the place that we are in right now, they have a Taiwanese, forgive me if I don't remember the correct name.
A Facebook group, and it's just for Portland area, right?
Yeah, that's a Taiwanese. They have a group, the committee.
Okay.
They have a group. I forgot the name. I'll Google it and share the information. But basically, it's they will take you as a member. So you just pay the membership fee and then you can join their group, and they will just bunch of Taiwanese people. They will hold a dinner party or dance party or karaoke. The other day I saw they are having a karaoke events. So those are very useful tools and a really good, comfortable start point, which is in a local church to me, not just the people from the same country as you are. And also the people have same religions, and you can get a lot of information. Because sometimes when you are in a new place, you Google online, the information is not what you're looking for. And those groups can help you, they can share the information from the Taiwanese point of view, So it's very good.
very good place.
Yeah, I think sharing both of these points of views are very clear, Anita. It's nice that you gave a religious background and also just a community background when it comes to the place that you're actually from. So Facebook groups are great for that these days. You're able to build a community of people who are familiar with your culture and background very quickly if you join their events, which is a great way, a gateway to be able to find out even more information about the area that you're in. A lot of Taiwanese people specifically have told me, you know, the one thing that I really want is to be able to make a Taiwanese friend first before I move on to making local friends, just so I can get my bearings, like get used to where I am. And so I definitely support this if you're worried about living in the United States. But don't worry too much. Americans are very friendly and they don't bite too much. And so the idea here that we're wanting to share is just go out of your comfort zone a little bit. A lot of people will generally think, oh, I meet people at bars or I meet people at school. And that's more or less the truth if you're a student. Mm. But if you're an adult who has a job, just keep in mind there are other options out there. You just have to take some suggestions from people, and hopefully the suggestions that we gave you today, one of them resonates with you. You know, if it doesn't, try another one. The idea is just to experiment different ideas and see which one you find interesting, because they're all very different, and we've experienced a few of these in our day, and we definitely find that some of them suit our needs and some of them do not suit our needs. So it's just about going out there and giving it a try. So that's all we're trying to express here today and in the episode. Mm. So one final thing I wanted to mention is if you do anything else, like whether it's a sport or if you are a person who likes the outdoors, keep in mind that there are communities for those too everywhere in the United States. One thing that we take pride in the United States is networking. I mean, that's why social media is so popular, is that we use it for pretty much everything when it comes to networking, but you don't have to rely solely on Facebook to do that. You can be able to go out and just type in, you know, networking for, and then you input the name. So whether it's networking for rock climbers, and if you type that in Google, you'll be surprised at how many groups of people you'll find in your local area who are actually doing that. And so you'll be able to definitely find at least one or two people who match your interests pretty easily. You just have to type in the right words.
Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, so that's definitely one thing that Anita and I are definitely still working on as well, but these are the ones that we have found successful. So hopefully you found this episode pretty interesting.
Mm. Yeah, I know how lonely it could be when you are in a new country and then you don't quite, you know, you don't have your own like social circle. It could be very challenging in the beginning. So hopefully those ways can help you meet new friends and start your new life here.